Rod Pulse Podcast Number 73, Interview, Soft Chalk Lesson Builder and Jim Bogia.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
Dating during Watergate, we would stay up late, trashing Nixon. Showed you my collection of vinyl sides, LPs and 45s, my addiction. And even though we started out with some doubt, things got much better when you took me back to your parents in the basement den. Yours was stacked, floor to ceiling, covering every wall.
Hi, this is Rod. Welcome back. That's a little clip from a song called Listening to NRBQ from a very talented singer-songwriter I met at PodCamp Philly recently. His name is Jim Bogia, and I have a link to one of his albums that the song came from. I think you'll enjoy it. It was quite a cute song if you want to reminisce a little bit about what it was like in the days of vinyl records. So stay tuned at the end of my podcast, and you can hear the full song. I have a lot to cover today, so let me get started. First, I wanted to give a shout out to some of the folks that I met at PodCamp Philly recently. I have a link to the PodCamp Philly website if you want to attend some of the upcoming PodCamps. I think there's one coming up in Washington, D.C. in a couple of months. I went to a number of sessions on Saturday of PodCamp, and I have some links on my show notes as a shout out to fellow podcasters. One was two guys called The Handy Guys, Brian Peppel and Paul Shane. They run a podcast talking, as you would guess, about doing handyman jobs around the house. And they ran a little presentation at PodCamp on Can a Small Podcast Endeavor Make Any Money? Basically, the answer to that is it's hard work, but you can make a little money. Leanna Evans of the Search Marketing Gurus gave a really great talk on video and podcast optimization for search. And also, what was the most fun at the end of the day on Saturday was listening to a panel of musicians talking about how podcasting has really helped them. And I recognized some of the names on the panel. And hence, I played Jim Bogia's song, Listening to NRBQ. He played it. I actually recorded it live using my Zoom field recorder, but it's never as good as getting a studio recording, so rather than make you listen to the live recording, I went out and purchased his album, and I played the song for you. Of course, I have permission from him to play it on my podcast. So, and if you really want to get a flavor for what PodCamp is all about, I also have a link to the Flickr slideshow. So there are a ton of slides out there that folks took during PodCamp. I also give, in my News from the Podosphere, a couple of items that I run across between podcasts, and I thought I'd bring them to your attention. One of them was a bit of a surprise. I guess I shouldn't be, but Martha Stewart has a blog, and a number of bloggers talked about her show that she dedicated to blogging, and so she apparently gives some blogging tips, and you know, for those of you who are just getting started, I thought you might be interested in what she has to say. Also have a link on Rod's Podcaster Guide Need Learning News to an article that talks about peer pressure is motivating professors to podcast their lectures. Jim Yang, an assistant professor of journalism at the University of Memphis, conducted an online survey and noted that professors who are podcasting feel a little peer pressure. Not all of the professors surveyed think that it was helping their students, and I think some of the comments on the article are more interesting than the actual article, because just podcasting an hour lecture is maybe not the way to go. Using a podcast just to cover maybe difficult topics or to do a pre-lecture podcast helps the students to get ready for the topic and give them some tips and hints. I also give you a link to another article called Driving Google Apps for Education, And when they said driving, they mean driving a bus. Google decided to go on a 5,000-mile trek across the United States to visit 10 college campuses and to promote the idea of Google Apps for Education. I'll be talking more about this. I've been spending some time with one of my clients on Google Apps for Education, and I'd like to share that with you, but it's not today's topic, but I will give you the link to that article. Now for my main topic today. It's an interview with Sue Evans, who's the CEO and founder, and Steve Salzberg, who's the marketing director for SoftChalk. Now, SoftChalk is a company that has a very interesting product for building lessons. Their Lesson Builder is a web editor that lets you create engaging, interactive web lessons for e-learning classrooms. And it's a big step up from just putting up PowerPoints and Word documents. So if you want a really a professional-looking interactive content for students, consider SoftChalk. I haven't used it myself, but I have seen it demoed. I saw it demoed at the Blackboard conference a couple of months ago. Just to give you an idea of some of the features that we're talking about in the interview, they have pop-up annotations, crossword puzzles, hotspot image quizzes, drag-and-drop matching, interactive timelines and slideshows, flashcards, self-check questions, and certainly audio and video media. So without further ado, here's my interview with Sue Evans and Steve Salzberg.
Okay, I'm here with Sue Evans, CEO and founder of SoftChalk, and Steven Salzberg, who's the marketing director. I met up with Steven at the recent Blackboard World conference in Las Vegas, and he graciously agreed to be interviewed on my podcast. So Steve and Sue, welcome. And usually what I'd like to do is have one of you give a little introduction to your company and how you got started.
Well, this is Steve, and thank you for inviting us. And for the purposes of giving the history of the company, I think Sue has been it, as a founder, has been it from the very beginning. So Sue, take it on.
Okay. Gosh, we started in 2002. We are a relatively small, I guess you'd say. We've got about 18 staff at this point. We started off with two of us, founded the company in 2002. We were interested in creating a product that was easy for faculty to use. That's one of sort of our key features of our software, is it's a very low learning curve, easy to use tool. We wanted to give faculty a way to create interactive content that they could incorporate into their online course, either through a learning management system or by just putting it on a website or delivering their content via CD. Bob Godwin-Jones and I are the two founders of the company, and actually the two of us along with Steve had a previous company that was called Mad Duck Technologies. We created one of the first learning management systems that came out of the United States. It was called Web Course in a Box, and we sold that.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Do you remember Web Course in a Box?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful.
Yeah, well,
I've been in the business pretty long.
Yeah, you've been in the industry for a while.
Yeah, well, you're That's talking right. to Steve and I were both founders of that company, along with, as I said, Bob Godwin-Jones. And so we developed that product. We ended up selling it to Blackboard in 2000. And one of the things that we always intended to do with Web Course in a Box was to develop a content authoring lesson builder kind of tool, but we never got to it. And in looking at the industry around 2000, there were a number of learning management systems, but there really were, we didn't feel that there were really good tools for creating content, interactive content specifically. So in 2002, Bob and I formed SoftChalk, and we started working on a prototype, and we've been working on it ever since. Of course, it's not a prototype anymore. It's we're at version 4 of our software, and it's been a really fun ride, and we feel like we've developed a fairly unique tool in the industry. There aren't a lot of other tools that do what our tool does, but it's a great companion product to most any learning management system.
Blackboard is basically a container, and you know, I find most of our faculty upload PowerPoints, upload Word documents and spreadsheets, but they don't have a great way to, like you say, you know, build a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And And we do have instructional designers, and if they want to wait for them to get to their project, you know, we can help them put together a lesson. But so I'm interested in what your product does and how it works.
Well, I mean, that essentially, in a nutshell, you kind of describe one of the opportunities that we saw in the marketplace, because if you look at what 90% of what is in online courses in systems like Blackboard or Moodle or Angel or whatever, it's mostly Word documents and PowerPoint slideshows. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, well, why is that? Well, that's because those are tools that faculty know how to use, one, and, you know, two, the learning management systems made it easy for them to upload that sort of content. And that's fine. That's a good place to start. But the problem with content like PowerPoint and Word is that they are very passive. You know, there's no interactivity there. And also, they're really not they're not content objects that were really created for delivery over the web, so there are issues with download speeds and that sort of thing. So what our tool does is it allows an instructor to essentially create a web page or a group of web pages in the format of a lesson. And I like to describe our tool as, in some ways, it's a WYSIWYG HTML editor, but with some extra tools added in to allow an instructor to add some interactivity and to style their lesson so that it looks really professional without them spending a lot of time. So the end result is they can have a really professional looking lesson. It can be multi-page because SoftChalk automatically creates all the page navigation for them. And then they can also add in the interactivity in the form of pop-up annotations throughout their text. They can create learning activities like crossword puzzles, hotspot image quizzes, drag-and-drop matching, ordering, sorting, interactive timeline, interactive slideshow. We have a whole variety.
Well, I think you missed flashcards. And
We have a lot of different activities, and they can put in self-check questions as well. So the end result is they have a really interactive lesson that looks really professional, and they can do it in very short order.
There are two elements that Sue addressed. One of them is the look and feel and professional nature and navigation. But the other part that I find so interesting, and I think others agree, I did a session this morning with some colleges in Kansas, and they talked about the fact that you can do the learning activities and the quizzes in line right when you're talking about the content. You can provide the quizzes, the learning activities, the reinforcement parts of it are right there rather than having to be a tool you need to go off someplace else to do in any of the major learning management systems.
That's an interesting capability. That was quite a long list of interactive features. I'd be interested in learning more about that. We probably don't have time to delve in them too deeply, but I certainly will provide a link to your website on my show notes. Is there a way for folks to try before they buy? Is there a demo or a movie that a screencast or something that you provide to demonstrate some of the features?
Yeah, there are many ways to do that. Obviously, you can go to our website, www.softchalk.com, and there's a 30-day free trial. So that's one piece of it. You can download it and try it. It's a full version of the software. It isn't a stripped-down version, but it only works for 30 days. But any content you create in that 30 days lasts forever. We don't have any time bomb on them at all. So whatever you can continue to use. The other part is we have a wide variety of ways they can learn about SoftChalk. We do weekly webinars that are open to the public that do basic introductions. We also have training courses, short courses that are online, and we have this 1 to 5 minute pre-recorded videos for the major portions of our product. So if they want to come in and just take an overview, I think it's like a 4 minute video, video that was created that will show and describe the overview. And then they go into some details and others. There's about 10 of them out there right now. We're continuing to work on them. So there are a variety of ways people can get a quick look at what we do just by going to our website.
From an IT perspective, now I was with the IT group at Jefferson. If a school wants to purchase SoftChalk for all their faculty, Is there anything to install on the sort of a central location? Is it something that the individual faculty download an application to their desktop? Exactly how is it implemented?
SoftChalk is a desktop application, and it runs on both Windows and Macintosh. So essentially, an instructor would install it on their local desktop. When they create their content, it's created locally on their desktop. So one of the features of SoftChalk is that it has a package feature. So you can use the package feature to package to a zip package, a SCORM package, or a CD package. And then an instructor would upload those zip or SCORM packages, for example, into their Blackboard or other learning management course. So there's really nothing that has to be installed on the server end as far as the learning management system administrator is concerned. It essentially is a desktop application.
I see. Well, that's very interesting. So if you have as a part of your lesson, you have a built-in quiz. If you save it as a SCORM package, will that actually find the results actually find its way into the gradebook on Blackboard?
Exactly. Yeah, that's one of the features that, of course, faculty love, and that's exactly how it works. You package a SCORM, which essentially packages a standard zip package, but when you choose the SCORM option, SoftChalk Lesson Builder automatically adds in additional information to that zip package so that when it's uploaded into the Blackboard system or any SCORM compliant learning management system, that allows the content to talk to the gradebook and it can actually pass that score information directly into the gradebook.
What about handling audio and video? What if a faculty member, you know, wants to record a desktop video or import some sort of video or record audio? Does SoftChalk handle that?
We have what I will call a media wizard. So you open the media option on one of the pull-down menus of things you want to add to a SoftChalk lesson, and it gives you the option of adding an audio file, a video file, a flash, a shockwave, or even a what we call a web movie, which is the embed technology that YouTube has made so popular. So you can bring in all those kinds of objects inside a SoftChalk lesson right in line in the web page. And you can do that in two ways. You can either, if you have that on your desktop, a video on your desktop, a .mov or MP4 or MP3 file, you can simply click to it, bring it in, and place it in the lesson. If you want to link to a website, you can simply give the URL to the website, and it will stream it from that location and put it right in line inside the web page that you're creating in SoftChalk. So it's very easy to bring in all kinds of media and put them in the place you want the student to see them rather than go off someplace else.
I understand it works with different learning management systems. Do you have any clients that just want to run a lesson, sort of an ad hoc lesson, not connected to a learning management system at all?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because about 3/4 of our client base uses learning management systems. That leaves a 25% that don't. And those are in three areas. One of them are corporate, where they will just load it to their file server or web server. And that is also true in K-12. Increasingly, K-12 is using our software in a variety of ways, and they load it to their school file server or web server. But what we've discovered recently is there's an increasing number of teachers in K-12 who are using our content on their electronic whiteboards. And that's because it's so much fun and so interactive, they're calling the students up to class to the smart board, the electronic whiteboard, and having them manipulate many of our learning activities that way. So something we didn't intend is an in-class use of the software using this kind of technology. So, yeah, there are a variety of ways people are using it outside of using it with a learning management system.
And I'll just also add in that another option is that they can take their lesson content and put it onto a CD-ROM and send it out to students that way. We've got Duke University, their talent is it called Talent Identification Program?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, the TIP program. This is a program run through Duke University for, I believe it's middle school, gifted middle school kids. And so anyway, Duke has developed some really fabulous content using SoftChalk. They package it to CD-ROM, and then the student, you know, they send it out to the students, and the students access it via CD-ROM. So that's another way that it can be delivered.
Great. Well, listen, we're almost at the end of our time. I just wanted to give you one more opportunity to let us know about anything exciting coming down the line, any new features that are coming out. What should we be looking for?
Well, let me just comment here that one of the best ways people have for really discovering what we do and how we can do it is through our, we have an Innovators in Online Learning archive. Our clients have spent an hour of their time, about once a month, the last year and a half, talking about how they're using SoftChalk. This is not tutorials about how to use SoftChalk Lesson Builder, but about really creative ways that they've used it. We have a session coming up later this month about promoting higher level thinking skills using Bloom's Taxonomy with SoftChalk Lesson Builder. So there's really interesting content out there in both the upcoming webinars as well as our archive. So I really encourage people who are thinking about online learning to take a look at those, aside from how great SoftChalk is.
That's great. That's a good idea, because this, so often we get caught up with features and we forget the pedagogy that is involved with actually teaching our students.
Exactly.
So I want to thank you, Sue and Stephen, so much for taking the time to speak with me and my audience.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Rod.
So I hope you enjoyed that. Check out SoftChalk. The URL is on my podcast show notes. So here's the full song, listening to NRBQ, from the album Misadventures in Stereo by Jim Bogia. Enjoy, and until next time, have a great week.
Please leave odd feedback at
610-616-2199. We started dating during Watergate. Stay up late, trashing Nixon. Showed you my collection of vinyl sides, LPs and 45s, my addiction. And even though we started out with some doubt, things got much better when you took me back to your parents in the basement den. Yours was stacked, floor to ceiling, covering every wall. Then we made out a little. Later that night I drove around with you, listening to NRBQ. I had a Charger with the big V8, that mother started great, yeah it hauled ass. It had an aftermarket stereo, with FM radio, and an 8-track. And together we were right, side by side. In the NRBQ. Oh, and NRBQ. Listening to NRBQ. Listening to NRBQ. Listening to NRBQ. Listening to NRBQ.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.